Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Gail Buskey is back, ladies and gentlemen. Gail is a longtime Brain Trust member, the founder, the president, the CEO of a company called Team DoubleClick. And she's in the virtual assistant business. And we're going to talk about how that's going these days. Gail Buskey, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you back. You know, Gail, I've been talking about teleworking for a long, long time, as long as I've been on the
air.
And one of the things that I've observed has been the growth of teleworking. Technology's helped that happen. It's one of the benefits of technology has been more home-based businesses, being able to be successful from home, whether you're a business owner or a supporter of business owners. And so it's really, the technology has really created one industry for sure, and that's the virtual assistant industry.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and with the economy being as excruciatingly painful as it is, I mean, it's a great option, especially, you know, we've seen, you know, over the last 3 years or so, you know, so many companies are downsizing. Many of them are going out of business, but they're coming back and they're reinventing new businesses.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really got to be on a shoestring, more than it ever used to be. And trying to build a business on a shoestring, having virtual help, you know, someone who can do all of your administrative tasks but not have to be in your office, is such a big plus.
Well, the big thing that I like to get people thinking about is just stop thinking about an employee where an employee must be under your roof, under your nose, where you can get your hands on them at any moment, and whether that be an employee who is a teleworker, part-time, full-time, on the other side of the planet, whatever, or whether that be someone you have a contractual relationship with, like a virtual assistant.
You're absolutely right. Well, and one of the things that a lot of business owners are worried about is how do they check up to, how do they know that person's doing their job? And you know, like you mentioned before, with technology has come so far. For example, our daughter is in high school. She's in 10th grade. She goes to school online. She does all of her testing online.
Wow.
The whole bit. So there are ways that you know the work is being done. You know it's done or it's not done. And if it's not done, then you find somebody else. But if it is done, great. You forge forward and you move on with more tasks.
Well, there is a management adjustment that has to be made,
mm-hmm.
if you're going to work virtually. Now we started. I started drinking my own Kool-Aid last year, as my audience has heard me say. We have an employee who moved away, and we want to keep her, and so she is a teleworker, and
good.
We see her about once a week, but she the rest of the week she works from home, and so you know, there are management adjustments that have to be made. It's not the same as when someone's working with you,
right.
in your office, but it's just a little bit of an adjustment that has to be made. Talk to us about how that works.
Well, you have to get out of your own way, really. You know, you have to not so much, I don't want to say give up control, but you need to adjust your line of thinking. You need to, rather than see that person sitting there typing away on their computer, you need to look more at what their end result is, which is, you know, we apply the same thing with our daughter doing school at home. If you get through your work, great. If you don't get through your work, then we've got a problem. And we need to go back and we need to talk about what this problem is and why your work isn't getting done.
Right.
So you really need to look more at the end result than the process of getting to that result.
The other thing that I think has to happen is the person who's the teleworker has an obligation they have to realize that they're being given an opportunity that other people in the company haven't been given.
Absolutely.
And that means that the company must think, you know, highly of them. Mm-hmm. But then it becomes that person's responsibility to make sure that the people they're working for are happy with this relationship, because it is a little bit different. And so, it requires adjustments and a little bit of extra effort on both parts.
It really does. Well, and they need to, you know, the worker needs to realize that it's a privilege. You know, not everyone gets to work from home. Not everyone is able to. So it really, I'm trying to search for the right word, but they have to be more responsible than they would be working in an office
And systems have to be developed. I mean, a little bit of a system has to be developed to identify work that needs to be done. Is it getting done? And that kind of thing. And the communication, staying connected, that's the tricky part too. Sometimes
it is. It is. Yeah, and we rely very heavily on all of the internet technologies, email, instant messenger. We've even got a web-based voicemail program that we use. So you do need to kind of switch over and use some of those technologies to your advantage too.
Right.
And they all exist. Yeah, we couldn't have. Well, I suppose we could have done this 30 years ago. It would have been a little
not
bit tougher.
Not really. I don't think you would. I don't think it could have been done, Gail.
It would have been really, really
and
hard.
And of course, what I've been kind of talking about is an employee who is a virtual assistant, so to speak. But in your case, there are your folks are contracted with people, and Gail, I have a building. My office and my studio is in an 1885 building, a house, and I love it here. I've been here almost 20 years. I love where I am. I don't want to move, but I've run out of room.
Sure.
And so I'm already, as I think about growing, I don't think about where am I going to put the next employee's desk. I think about how am I going to work with them virtually, because I don't have room for anybody else.
You're absolutely right. Well, and that's a problem for a lot of small businesses. You know, you look at, they have virtual offices now. One of them, I think, is Regis, if I remember right. And there are several others.
Right.
You can get an address at an office complex, essentially. And so you don't, they're not there, but, they're there. They come in maybe a day or two a week.
Right.
I'm talking about the employer.
Yeah.
They'll come in a day or two a week and hook up to the Wi-Fi and they'll do meetings.
Folks,
they don't have room.
The whole idea here is the world is changing. Management practices are changing. Gail, give us your website before we go to the break, please.
TeamDoubleClick.com.
TeamDoubleClick.com. You can find out all about how she can help you with a virtual assistant relationship. Gail can. After these messages, we'll be back to talk about this some more. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.